Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here is your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson.
Well, hello and welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. This is the show that's designed to inform and inspire you to a healthier lifestyle. I am your host, Diane A. Thompson, MD, and as always, it is my pleasure spending time with you on this broadcast with a goal that perhaps you'll hear one piece of information that may take your health and your life to a higher level. You know, there is a saying out there that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I have to tell you, tonight I have those teachers for you. If you're someone who is struggling with transitioning from your career, maybe you're struggling with the idea that perhaps what you're doing currently is not what you were meant to do. And I know this feeling. It's what sent me back to medical school after 15 years in nursing. Maybe you know what you want to do, but you're not quite sure how to do it. You sit and you analyze and analyze, and you can't make that step forward, and you just need someone to help you sort through things. Or maybe you don't even know what you want to do. Maybe you don't know, but you just know that where you are right now is not where you're supposed to be. Well, tonight I have for you Sylvie and Angie, and they are from the Sisterhood of Reinvention. And they're here tonight to help us answer some of these questions and sort through some of the details, figure out some of the strategies and tips to get us from where we are right now to where we really want to be. Ladies, welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Thank you.
I am so excited to have you on. And you guys have such an interesting story. And so I'm going to start with Angie and just have you share with our listeners a little bit about your journey. Who are you and what are you doing in this place that you are right now?
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for such a beautiful introduction, by the way. I was so intrigued listening to that introduction. It was perfect for what we
thank
do.
Thank you.
So who am I? I always love that question. I think it's a great question because just like most of us, we really interpret who are you as being about what you do or what roles you play. Now, when I used to get asked a question like that, I would always default to the regular answer that we always do. I tell them what I did or the roles I play, such as, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm a military wife, I volunteer at the school, all these kinds of things that I did. But at the same time, on the inside, it never felt quite right. In fact, there was a little piece of me that would nearly panic. And this was only just a few short years ago, and I would feel that little panicky feeling, you know, like right in your chest. You get this little kind of feeling right there, right where your heart is. And I'd have that panic because, like a lot of our listeners, over time, I'd really lost who I was. So deep inside, I knew that I wasn't following the dreams in my heart, but I really didn't feel that I should. I mean, the life I was leading. Here I was with this fantastic husband and great family. We earned a good income, and we had a very comfortable life with a beautiful home and nice things. What business did I have in wanting more? I know a lot of women out there can relate, and maybe you can too, Dr. Diane, from at some
Absolutely.
Point in your life. Yeah, we have these fantastic lives, and we think that we should be happy, but yet there's this yearning for something more. And it's really tough to admit it because in our society, we are so often given the message that we should just be happy with what we have, and to want for more is selfish. And as women especially, we're expected to just take care of everyone else, and we're expected to put our own desires on the shelf indefinitely. And we often even expect that of ourselves and of one another. We are often so caught up in who we think we are supposed to be, doing what we think we should be doing, that we forget to allow our lives to take the shape that we really want them to take. So yet through this journey of mine, I had so much stress and so many different things going on that just were not in alignment with the person that I am. And my health was starting to fail, and I was constantly in a state of depression. And I just knew something wasn't right, and I couldn't continue on this path of self-denial anymore. I'd shut down who I was in most every way in order to keep peace in my blended family, both within the family and in relation to the ex-wife. I agreed with most everything there was to avoid conflict, and it completely sucked the living out of my life. I don't know if any of our listeners can relate to that, but if you can, listen up, because this interview is for you. The truth was, I didn't really like myself, much less love myself. I lived in shame I'd made, and I held myself captive in a self-made prison of shame. And I always knew that I was supposed to be doing something more, something deeply meaningful and helpful to other women. I didn't know exactly what it looked like or how I was going to get there. All I knew is that I couldn't deny that I had to do more than sit around feeling bad about myself. And I'm sure there's women listening who have great dreams in their hearts, and they think, who am I to think I am destined for greatness? Who am I to think I'm meant for more? And that's how I thought for years. Like I wasn't worthy of such greatness, and, you know, like that was for other people, not for me. And it's really common with so many women in our culture to have all this guilt and this shame built up around who they really are and their true ambitions, so they don't feel like they can express it. And it's this big piece of, how can I do that when I have all these other things that I'm supposed to be doing and all these other people depending on me? How can I spend this in myself and my own development? So we don't pay attention to those true ambitions, and we don't feel like we can express it. And we're all really looking for the meaning in our lives and our purpose. And let me say that each of us really has one, and it is there to make a difference in the lives of others. And for me, I'd been playing this passive game for so long that it was a huge leap for me to jump up and out of victim mode and finally take full responsibility for changing my life. But I ended up healing my body naturally, and then because of my interest in that, I enrolled in nutrition school. And along that path, I not only learned to start loving myself and accepting who I am, but I was lucky enough to meet Sylvie. And we instantly became the best of friends. And, you know, I mean, when I say instantly, it was so instant because it was only a couple of months later and we looked back and realized, wow, we've only known each other a couple of months. But it felt like years. And then we realized that we really made great business partners as well as friends. So I soon realized that the dream in my heart that was always there had little to do with coaching women on what to eat, but more about their journeys to become more the women that they were meant to be, much like I was starting to do. So helping them overcome mindset issues rooted in shame, perfectionism, unworthiness, and lack of self-love that keep them broke, insecure, and invisible.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I want to go back to something because this is really so important. You are correct in that a lot of women are out there. I've met them. We've all, you know, and I think all of us at some point have gone through that ourselves, where we have the doubt and we think maybe we're not worthy of this thing that we want. And you said you were able to come to the realization that you were worthy. Was it a gradual thing? Was it a sudden thing? Like, what was it that got you there? Because I know there are other people out there who are struggling with this right now.
Right. Yeah, that's a great question, because for me, it was very gradual, but it was, you know, it was a lot of focused effort just on that. Because when I started, you know, I went to nutrition school because I was thinking, I have to do something. I'm interested in this. I'm just going to try this. You know, I'm just going to do it. But I felt so terrible about myself. I mean, it was just a struggle every day. And to think, you know, stretch my dreaming capabilities to even believe that I could start becoming this person who could make a difference in other people's lives and influence others in a positive way, it was really hard to grasp that. So I had started, you know, in the school I went to, the nutrition school I went to, they have a whole health, and a lot of it was also emotional and mindset issues. So there were a lot of affirmations and, you know, guest speakers that were all about the inner game. And because of that, I started doing some meditations and affirmations and some exercises, different things to really get myself in touch with who I was and how I felt about myself and you know, my dreams and embracing all of who I am and finding that true acceptance and love. And let me tell you, if you've ever been through this journey, if you didn't, you know, if you weren't somebody who had that already and you've been through this journey, you realize it's painful because you're pulling off scabs left and right of things where you've forgotten things, you know, that that hurt you in the past and that, you know, made you turn more inward to where you didn't trust people or, you know, you didn't trust yourself anymore. Through that process, you start pulling those off and healing, and, you know, it turns around, but it is a process. So I would love to say that it was just this, you know, magical one thing, but the truth was that it was a lot of dedicated time and effort to that. But the other thing I will say that was really instrumental is that I had a couple of really great coaches, and I also had my buddy and partner Sylvie next to me who would encourage and help pull me up when I fell down, and those were probably the most instrumental pieces in getting me to that point. And I think that the biggest piece, we need that support system set up.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad you did mention that this is a gradual process, because there are people out there struggling with this and they're thinking perhaps it should just happen like that. And another thing you mentioned, which I think is important, is that when your daily work is a struggle, then maybe that's not it. Maybe that's not it. All right. So, Sylvie, how about you? What about your journey?
Oh, thanks for asking. So, for me, a wise mentor once told me, Dr. Diane, that if I had 5 years to live and 5 years alone, what would I do with my life? Now, that's in perfect health. And that question there, it stumped me. It caused me to reevaluate my life. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Here I was, years ago, working in accounting. And accounting was not my dream. I was starting to feel weighed down by it. The stress and responsibility of it had really started to take its toll. But it provided for my family. And you see, working in accounting, the work didn't allow me a backup plan, the type of work that I did, so that if I wanted time off and it was pay week and I was booked off the following week, I had to work like a madwoman to try and get everything done just to take holidays. So can you imagine how much I was looking forward to having holidays? Not at all. So it was just easier to keep working, keep plugging away. The bottom line, though, is all along as I was doing all of this, as I was investing all this time in a career that really that I wasn't aligned with, is that I had this inkling in my heart that I was meant for more. I had fallen down a path of, I need to do this versus I want to do this. Stress was super high with my work, and I was constantly feeling split three ways with my kids. I wasn't able to say no to their demanding schedule of extracurriculars. I mean, much like all of our listening women out there. You know, we think that we're superwomen. I mean, I was doing what most women do in America today, burning the candle at both ends of the stick. I felt like I was conforming to my role, yet inside my heart, I knew I was unhappy. Everything didn't have to feel like such a struggle. And like most people who live this way for so long, something finally had to give. You can't keep working 20-hour days without eventually sacrificing something. So for some people, it's their wealth. For some people, it's their relationship. But for me, it was my health. So here I was on a hot summer night. My appendix ruptured and detached, and it actually, they found it on top of my liver. So by the time they found it, I was in real critical condition. I was a big mess. And it took me months of recovering in the hospital, in and out, constantly dealing with systemic infections and adhesions and troubles with my organs and my pancreas and my bowels. I can go on and on. But I had this major breakthrough. It was like, wow, I almost died there. I almost lost my life. I mean, here I was listening to all these doctors telling me that my life wouldn't be normal anymore. And that's a pretty difficult prognosis to deal with when you have a young family. So I did what all I knew how to do is I enrolled myself in nutrition school. I mean, I was really passionate at that time about learning how to heal my body. And it was number one. I had really put myself last for so long. It was time to turn things around. Now, I want to be really clear. I'm not saying that, you know, my lifestyle caused my appendix to rupture, but I was working so hard and giving so little attention to myself that this event occurring forced me to look at my life a whole different way. I mean, I like to say that our challenges really are our greatest gifts. And for me, it's true. Had this not happened, I would still be living that life today. So having gone to nutrition school and becoming a health coach, I learned to minimize all the symptoms on my bladder, my bowel, and my other organs. And I'm happy to say that today I live a pretty normal life. But it was all a huge evolution process for me, one that I have absolutely no regrets over, from accounting to becoming a health coach to today, where I'm passionate about sharing the message that life really is precious. You just have one shot at it. Life can be so short, so why waste it living someone else's life?
That is really so powerful. A lot of people actually need to hear that. That's really powerful.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDianeMD.
Let me just remind our listeners that if you're just joining us, welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. My guests today are Angie and Silly, and they are so full of really great pearls and sage advice and great information, and these women are from the Sisterhood of Reinvention. We're really talking about ways to reinvent your goals, your thinking, your approach, and your life, and they have such amazing story. And, you know, Sylvie, you've given me homework. I'm going to go home and really think about what I would do if I only had 5 years to live. I really think that would change the way many of us approach our lives. This is something I hope my listeners will attempt to do. A question I have for you. So you guys have changed your career. You've changed your focus. And so there are people out there who have that same feeling that they're not doing the right thing. They want to make a change. And so you guys have made some changes. And what are some of the challenges that you encountered as you transitioned? We'll continue with Sylvie.
Absolutely. I think some of the biggest challenges that Angie and I encountered, I guess I'll speak for myself. For me, it was the inner game. Well, I mean, it's two parts. There was an inner game and there was an outer game to this. So the inner game was trust. This was absolutely life-changing for me. I had to step back and ask myself, okay, here I am. I've gone from an accountant to a health coach to now a reinvention coach. Do I really trust myself to succeed? I mean, all these people have identified me as an accountant for so long. How are they going to react to this? So I guess I've answered this in a two-part way, but really the first part was, do I trust myself to succeed? And I had to step back and say, I've been successful as an entrepreneur, as an accountant for 15 years. Of course I can do this. Of course I'm able to do this. I do trust myself, and that was life-changing. That turned things absolutely around for me. And, you know, as far as the outer game, I think it was mostly building know, like, and trust with people. So like I mentioned, going from an accountant to a health coach to a reinvention coach, you know, how do you build that know, like, and trust with those people who want to hear what you have to say? So that was really important. How about you, Angie?
My biggest challenge was definitely getting over hiding out and playing small. So it was a super big challenge for me to put myself out there and not feel attached to who I used to be, much like what you were describing, Sylvie, with the, you know, people knowing you as an accountant and then, you know, how are they going to think about you being this other thing, being this coach now. But it can feel so foreign to put out this new improved version of yourself in front of everyone. You feel so vulnerable. And for someone like me who lived in denial of who she was for so long, it was a really painful stretch. Honestly, I fought every step of the way until one day something just clicked and I realized that I was okay with who I was. And it didn't really matter what people thought of me anymore. And that is such a freeing point to get to. I wish I could tell you, you know, the exact moment that was or what it was that happened, the little magic piece right there. Mm-hmm. But I really think it just had a lot to do with that inner work on love and acceptance and, you know, setting boundaries, learning to speak kind words to myself. Because so many of us just trash talk ourselves. We'd never dream of talking like that to another person. But also, I took real action. And I think that's a big piece. Take real action. Because if you don't do any action, I mean, it doesn't matter what your dream is. It's not going to come together.
I agree with you on that action piece as well.
If I can just add one more piece is how I mentioned, you know, this transition. Like you mentioned, Dr. Diane, I've been a nurse, and now I've gone to medical school, and I'm a doctor now. The thing is, we are always evolving. We're always growing. And people are forgiving of that.
I agree. As you say, taking the action and knowing that, sometimes you just have to put your gifts out there and you'd be surprised, you know, that people really appreciate it. So we do these negative self-talk, and like you said, you just have to get up out there and do it. Now, one of the things that you mentioned is that you're a reinvention coach, and I know the name of your company is Sisterhood of Reinvention. What is the significance of this name, and what exactly is a reinvention coach?
Sure. Yeah, I'll tell you about the sisterhood piece. The significance of the name, this is kind of how we came to this place of calling it Sisterhood of Reinvention and coming up with what that means to us. We were together as in several very large one-size-fits-all business courses, and they were really valuable. They had all this great information, but we really felt alone in them. We really longed for more connection and personal attention to our business, as well as building a community of like-minded women that we felt intimate enough to be real with. Because the problem was it was so big, you never really knew anybody very well. So although we learned a lot, we just felt lost in the crowd, and we longed to be met where we were at and have some real personal help with that. So we wondered how we ever would have survived, you know, getting through all these stages of our business and through these courses without one another. And we thought of these women who were out there and didn't have a friend at the same level or doing the same thing as them. So they didn't have somebody that they could relate to and bounce ideas off of like we did. And so we really recognized that this wasn't really just a friendship to us. This had turned more into a sisterhood. And we saw this special type of connection as a real void in the business coaching world. And we wondered if we could recreate the same type of relationship for other entrepreneurs. So we set out to create this community of women who are all in the beginning of entrepreneurship. And we really wanted the sisterhood to be a place where they could bond, feel safe to be who they really are, and speak freely of their desires. We make it a guilt-free zone, failure-free zone, and also a confidential zone, much like the type of love that you'd get from a really, really best friend, like one that you totally trust, except these women are all in it to win it. They're world changers with a great message to share, and the group is all about supporting and stretching one another to that next level of reinvention. So that's the sisterhood piece, but I'll let Sylvie go on and explain the reinvention part.
Absolutely. The reinvention just kind of came to me as a breakthrough one day. Andy and I did a lot of self-work. You know, we did a lot of digging deep within our own stories. And what came to me, and it was just like a light bulb went off. It was bingo. As we're examining our lives, I saw this common pattern. And the common pattern from going as a hairdresser to an accountant to a health coach, and now a reinvention coach, the common pattern was reinvention. And that's what we want these women to do, is reinvent their lives. So that's how it really came together.
Ah, that's quite interesting. Now, one of the things that I know you talked about earlier, and this is really important, the idea that people are really struggling with what they were meant to be. I've been through that struggle. I know so many people out there who are searching. So, Sylvie, do you want to share with us what advice would you give a woman who's struggling with this idea that perhaps they're meant to do more, to be more? What advice would you give?
I love this question. The advice that I would give her is to take action. That's a super, super simple answer. But really, what we resist in our life persists. I have this picture in my office, and I read it every day, and it says, it's not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It's because we do not dare that things are difficult. Super, super important. Angie, I don't know if you want to add to this, but for me, my answer to that is take action.
Yeah, I can agree with that too. I also want to add, I know it's really hard because for a lot of us, we just weren't brought up to believe in and pursue our dreams. I mean, that just wasn't a part of our lives and, you know, the way that we were raised. So I think it's super important to start believing in that dream, first of all, and accept it. And I believe it was the late Debbie Ford who had said that that dream in your heart is there for a reason. God put it there because you're meant to accomplish that dream. Now, that wasn't quote unquote what she said, and she said it much more eloquently. But basically, you need to believe in that dream and stop looking at it as foolishness. Accept that we all have dreams in our hearts and that it's a part, a vital part of who each and every one of us are. And without those dreams, really nothing accomplished in our world, right? If all of us didn't believe in dreams or have greater ambitions, we would all just end up dying, I think, really, because nobody would go forward or become challenged or become better at any point. So the best advice I can offer is to begin to trust in that dream and value yourself enough to make it your reality. The world needs you. You have a great message, and it's doing nobody any good being kept on the inside and definitely not doing you any good.
Excellent. So trust in yourself. Take action. And I love this. What you resist persists. I mean, you guys are filled with all these wonderful pieces of advice, and it's so true. So true.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDianeMD.